Good morning to you. 10 minutes to ten. Cotswold Raspberry Jam is taking place this afternoon. But no, it has nothing to do with food. It's a family computing event featuring coding tutorials, electronics projects and fun with the Raspberry Pi computer. It's happening at the University of Gloucestershire Park campus in Cheltenham from 1 and also features games and balloon popping robot wars. It sounds great. It really does. BBC Radio Gloucestershire's Joe Durrant has gone along to find out more. Good morning to you, Joe.
Good morning to you, Faye. And you join me in the Waterworth building here at the University of Gloucestershire Park campus in Cheltenham. This is one of the campuses that I was actually a student at many years ago, but it's all a bit different now. I've just walked into this beautiful building that's got computers, I imagine state-of-the-art technology in here. And this is where the Cotswold Raspberry Jam have their session this afternoon. I've got with me Andrew Oakley. And let me just describe, before I speak to Andrew, what I have in front of me. We've got a little setup of Lego. So we've got some little trees here on next to kind of a row. And then we've got a yellow car and a black car. Then there's various wires that are going into some traffic lights. Then we've got a little white door that's got some wires going from it into what looks like a kind of a chipboard, a computer, sort of lots of chips in there that's about the size of a credit card. It's a clear Perspex case and it's got all the mechanisms inside it. And then from there, some wires going into a jelly baby. Yes, you heard me right, a jelly baby. Andrew Oakley is running the Cotswold Raspberry Jam this afternoon. So, Andrew, just describe what is going on here.
Okay, well, we try and teach children to code and get them enthusiastic about computers and electronics. So here I've got a couple of demo projects for you. We've got Lego traffic lights, and this afternoon we'll be teaching the children to program the traffic lights. We'll give them a tiny little kit of electronics bits and pieces and a couple of blocks of Lego, and they'll be able to make their own traffic lights. And as you can see, they go in the correct sequence, and that's part of the programming task. We've also got a burglar alarm, which makes a nice noise. Should we open the door?
We're going to open the white door, Faye. Let's see what happens.
Live on air, this will never work. Oh,
yes.
There's a burglar.
So there's a burglar going through that little white door. Why does that happen then? I'm going to hazard a guess. It's something to do with the fact there's a wire coming out of the back of the door into that little tiny computer.
So we've got, this is the same as you would have on your own burglar alarm system at home if you have one. You have a magnet on the back of the door. And then in the door frame, you have two little wires which are nearly touch but don't quite. And the magnet, when the door's closed, holds those wires together. As soon as you open the door, or a bad guy opens the door, then the circuit opens up. And we are able to detect that and sound the bell.
And this is all coming from what I described as about a credit card size box, which has got all of the sort of different workings in there, because we can see. And this is a little Raspberry Pi computer, isn't it?
That's right. So it's made by a charity based in Cambridge called the Raspberry Pi Foundation. And they try and make computers for as absolutely cheap as possible so that we can get children and other people to learn programming and learn electronics and learn digital making. With as few barriers as possible. So you don't need £500 worth of expensive computer. You don't need an iPad or anything fancy. You can just get away with 30 quid and a few cables.
So you could get one of these little computers and I guess what, you could make your own games and that kind of thing from it?
Absolutely. We've got a lad this afternoon who's coming in. He's going to show off the computer game that he wrote, which I think is fantastic. And it's just the kind of thing that we're trying to encourage. And we've got various other people who've made things like robots. We do a little sort of robot wars thing here where the robots have balloons on the back of them and a pin and you have to try and pop each other's balloon. It's good fun and it teaches people the tech skills that they need. Because I'm a software development manager. I manage programmers. And about 5 years ago, I realized that all my programmers had grey hair and that there was no new people coming through. So we needed a way to get younger people not just using computers, but actually creating things with computers, learning programming, learning electronics, learning how to make things digitally. And so that's why I got involved.
And we know that there is a great push now, isn't there, to certainly encourage children into the STEM subjects, because we have got this skills shortage that needs to be addressed. How do projects like this help that?
Well, I can't possibly teach children the full curriculum of programming, but what I can do is get people enthused about it. I can show them in a sort of 1 hour session, this is what you could do just in 1 hour. You could make some traffic lights that actually work in Lego. And then they will hopefully get bitten by the bug and that they will go on to select those subjects at GCSE or A level, or maybe even go and do a degree. Or if they're adults, they might decide to cross train and to reskill over to the IT industry.
It is fascinating, and it certainly inspired me. It makes me want to go and have a little Raspberry Pi computer now. We've got a computer in front of us that's got sort of various bits of text on it, which I'm guessing is part of the coding. Before we finish then, Andrew, let's have a look at these traffic lights, and we've got the little people here in the Lego cars. How is this all going to work?
Okay, so we've got what here. This is the Raspberry Pi Zero, which rather than costing 30 quid, costs £4, and it's a like a cut-down version that you wouldn't use on the desktop, but you would use in electronics and programming. And we've got some wires here that connect up to the red, the yellow and the green light, and we have a program running on the screen here which shows you what sequence they should go in.
And they're going in red, amber and green, which is how they go, and there's the little yellow Lego. I couldn't resist having a little bit of a go with the Lego cars there, Faye. Andrew, thank you very much for your time. It's been fascinating this morning, Faye. I'm really excited by this now.
It sounds great. And so you can do it so inexpensively as well, by the sounds of things. I just want to know, can you eat the jelly baby after he's been experimented on? Don't know. You're going to have to find out this afternoon at the Gloucestershire Park campus in Cheltenham. And it starts at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Sounds fantastic.